Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and for some reason, we are having difficulty in reaching Sean Mashore. I do want to let you know the guest that we had scheduled yesterday was stuck at an event, and so we're going to be rescheduling him, and that guest was Dale Cox. We were going to be talking with him about The Secret Flight, which is really quite a publication, so he will be coming up again on another show. But before we go on, and what I'm going to do is give out the toll-free number if you want to call in today, 888-627-6008. I wanted to share a story with you about a person from history. But before I do, I wanted to share a quote. The recipe for perpetual ignorance is be satisfied with your opinions and content with your knowledge. Let me say that again. Be satisfied with your opinions and be content with your knowledge. That's a recipe for perpetual ignorance. I was reviewing some material this morning, and when I was going through it, a deep sense of sadness filled me. And it was about racial problems and various components of same, and I'd been sent this material. And it really struck me at how ignorance is perpetuated through generation after generation, and it's only when we stop to challenge, and say to ourselves, where have I gotten this opinion? Why have I adopted a particular belief system? Where did it come from? And when I was reflecting on this material that was in front of me, that was very explicit in a lot of the details, and I won't go into that right at the moment, I was very much aware of the intense message that was being given in the written material about how ignorance is constantly perpetuated. Belief systems are constantly perpetuated. And it comes from all kinds of people, from all kinds of backgrounds, from all different parts of the world. And the only way things can change is if we think. And we ask ourselves, why is it that I have a belief system? I'm going to use a silly example. Tomatoes were considered a poison. My goodness, how many of us have that as part of our diet regularly? Why? Because we are aware of the fact that this is a fruit. Some people like to call it a vegetable, whatever you want to call it. It has nutrition value. It has something that brings a value into life. But there was a time when it was considered a poison until someone said, why not? What is it we need to learn? And, you know, there are so many things that are going on today that are requiring a change in thinking and in belief systems. But if you don't challenge, I don't care if it's with a business, if it's with a religion, if it's with anything that has become science. Look at how science has been held back many times. Because of ignorance. Fear is at the basis of most ignorance. I remember someone telling me many years ago, saying, what we don't understand, we often try to destroy. What we don't understand, we often try to destroy. And I thought, you know, and this is when I was younger, I said, my goodness, can that really be true? And I've seen it happen many, many times. I've even seen it happen with myself, where I was afraid to try something. and my own ignorance prevented me from being aware of something bigger and greater until I challenged myself, until I challenged that belief or attitude that had been superimposed upon me by whatever. It doesn't make any difference where it comes from. It can come from media. It can come from parents. It can come from teachers. It can come from fear, period, because we don't always reason things through. We just make assumptions. And it's something that really was brought home to me today in a very, very clear way. And I thought, this is an ongoing something. It never really stops. Every generation has to deal with it. So when we become older, hopefully we become wiser, but I've met some older people that were real jerks, and I've met younger people that are real jerks, and I've met jerks in the age range, everything in between. So there is a level of responsibility to ask yourself periodically, are these belief systems that I have, are they valid? Why do I think they're valid? What is it that is real to me? And why is it real? Am I afraid to explore a different thinking pattern? Am I afraid to open myself up to new opportunities? This is really so important for us. I had the opportunity last night to be in a gathering with almost 100 people, and I just was delighted to be able to sit with perfect strangers, really. And I found they all had such interesting stories to tell. A number of them had traveled around the world, experienced different cultures, and had lessons of life given to them that were amazing. Everything from particular health conditions that could evolve, that if you medically had not had the experience, you wouldn't know how to handle, to people who had designed and developed phenomenal machines that were being used in countries around the world, to someone, you know, to various people in professional positionings, how they worked through their own ignorance and learning and broke ground, and today are now teaching others how they can make a difference in life. And I thought, wow, just this small group of people, all from a local area that I'm in. Wow, so much talent. It was an amazing experience. That is what being mindful does for you. Now, my guest today that we are still trying to reach, Sean, the bliss experience, that is something we were going to be talking about, and we're hoping we're going to be able to reach him. But the thing is, there is a reality that when you're mindful, you're going to recognize how much you really don't know. Now, I wanted to share a story with you about a person of history. His name, Napoleon. Aha, I'm sure that you're aware of him. Napoleon had a genius that, before arrogance and stupidity took over, was just absolutely amazing. He had a way of touching people's spirits, their hearts. He would invoke patriotism in just about anyone. He had that particular touch. Now, one day, the story goes, he was visiting a province, and he came across an old soldier who was dressed in his full uniform, but one sleeve was hanging empty. And he was wearing his wonderful medal, the Legion of Honor. And Napoleon asked him, "Where did you use your arm?" And the soldier answered, "At Austerlitz." And Napoleon asked him, "And for that, you received the Legion of Honor award?" The man said, "Yes, but it's a small token to pay for the decoration." Then Napoleon said to this man, "You must be the kind of man who regrets he did not lose both arms for his country." And the one-armed man asked, "Then what would have been my reward if I had lost both of them?" Napoleon answered, "I would have awarded you a double Legion of Honor." And with that, the proud old fighter drew his sword and immediately cut off his other arm. Napoleon went around telling this story for years before someone asked him a question. How? How could the one-armed soldier cut off his other arm? No one had really paid attention to what Napoleon's story was saying. They got caught up with the Legion of Honor, the medal, the patriotism of the soldier. They got inspired by that. But nobody ever asked, how could the one-armed soldier cut off the one arm he could have? How? Questioning. What is the reality? Now, reality can mean a lot of things for different people. But there's also another story of a man who collected $1,000 for the grieving mother of an unknown soldier. It's not wrong to question. It's important to question. And actually, when we don't, we can become victims. And who of us have not just assumed something without checking the details? Boy, can I raise my hand on that one. I've done that many times in my life. There's the issue of trust. And I think that's what many times causes us so much anguish, when we have trusted someone that ends up being a con. And that's what they expect us to do, is to trust them, because they know that's a part of human nature. Trust is not something you ever want to give up, but being able to question is very important. And sometimes we have to be taught that, because aren't we indoctrinated often to do exactly the opposite? Just do what I say. That's just what you're supposed to do. I know that's how I was taught when I was growing up. You were never to question your elders. You were never, ever to question anything. And I remember the first time that I really did that in a real way. And I was in my early 20s. And it was over a racial situation that was entirely uncalled for. And I was in a group of people that would not stand up against the person that was just being terrible. When I stood up against that person, disagreed with him, and this was an elderly person, oh boy, I was shaking in my boots. But what happened was that person was called to account. Now, they tried to slur me, and they tried to do all kinds of things. But what happened that day is I learned a very important lesson. I had to stand up for what I knew was the right thing to do. And no one had the right to verbally brutalize and slander another person, as this individual was doing. And later on, the people that had sat around very complacent and not saying a thing actually were embarrassed. They came up to me and they thanked me. This is something we need to remember. There are times to question. Just because someone holds a position, has a title, has a bunch of money, whatever, don't be afraid to question. That's very, very important. And that's one of the reasons why I love doing the show, because it gives me the opportunity to bring forth all kinds of fabulous information. Why? It may not be the right thing for you, but if you question, if you explore, if you're willing to educate yourself, then you will not be that ignorant person. Regardless of what your background has been, regardless of what you have been taught, whatever, you will know that you have taken a place in the position of life of the thinker, the person that really wants to know the facts and really will take the time to be able to explore them. Very, very important. Well, it looks like we have not been able to reach our guest today. So I'm opening up the phone lines, and if you would like to call in and chat with me, why don't you do that? I'd be happy to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. 888-627-6008. 0008 is available for you. All I need is your first name or initial. And if you are someone that hasn't had the chance to do this before, that's all you need to do is pick up the phone and call 888-627-6008, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. A couple of tips for those of you that have kids that are going to be going back to school. Boy, it's hard to believe that it's almost that time. You might, if you are a parent, these are tips that I came across that I thought were pretty good. If you're able to read up before you try to help your child with any kind of homework, you might want to, especially if you're dealing with something like mathematics, pick up Math on Call. This is a book that has real simple explanations and diagrams of basic math concepts. Of course, this is for your younger kids as well. But I do think that getting ready for school is always a big job. And if you're a working parent or you're a homeschooler, this always is going to be something that you're going to have to focus on. And be sure that you develop a relationship with the teachers. Take time to go to the open houses. Take time to get to know the teacher and have that open line of communication, because it is very important. And if you feel like your child needs some help, go down and talk to the teacher. Find out what they're going through. There's so much that happens within a classroom. It's very difficult for a lot of these teachers, especially if they're younger teachers, to feel like they have much support. Too many times parents will think that they can just turn their kids over to the school and everything's going to be hunky-dory. Nope, it's a two-way street. You really need to take the time to be involved, and that's part of just raising a kid. And you want to know what you can do to support both your child as well as the teacher. And that is the importance of the communication. It really makes a difference. And sometimes you've got more than one teacher that you're going to find your youngster interacting with. So being involved can make a difference. Donna Sebo here, my guest, has not yet gotten in touch with us, so we will be moving right along. And again, phone line is open, 888-627-6008. Technology is exciting, especially in my mind's view, when it comes to the world of medicine. I'm absolutely amazed at how we are moving more into what was considered Trekkie stuff, Star Trek specials, that we used to sit and watch on television and on the big screen and go, wow, wouldn't it be great if there'd be that pill that the doc could give to reverse a liver condition, or we have this scanner that can scan the body that will enable you to determine if something's going wrong and everything's done on an individual basis. Well, little by little, actually, it is little by little, but there's just phenomenal breakthroughs that are happening that are being developed by people around the world. One is something that when I became aware of it, I said, holy Moses, I know of somebody that if this was available, they could benefit from it right away. What is it? It's a device that predicts heart attacks. Now, this is something that is being developed through Angel Medical Systems, and it's a silver dollar-sized implant that's placed under the skin near the left shoulder. And it's called the Angel Med Guardian. And it would be able, perhaps, to help identify a heart attack quickly by monitoring the heart's electrical activity for unusual patterns, actually finding out about this before the person that's beginning to go through this experience would even notice any symptoms. Now, this is what the implant is supposed to do. If it detects a problem, it's going to vibrate. And then a portable pager will sound an alarm and flash a warning light. It's already been approved for sale in Brazil and Europe, and the manufacturer is working to get it approved through the FDA here before the end of 2012, maybe before the end of 2013. Also, what's coming about is a hip implant. It's called the Smarter Hip Implant, and there are millions of people that have gone through this, and usually they're made of metal, which really, it's a very specialized surgery. And as with any surgery, any surgeon will tell you, you can get infections, there's all kinds of things that can go wrong. But they've refined it through the years so that there have been fewer and fewer complications. But one of the things that happens when they're putting the metal parts in during a surgery, it can cause problems if those metal parts, grind against each other, and they can actually create these microscopic particles that can be released into the body that will actually cause inflammation, can even damage other organs. Well, there's a new blend of plastics that have been developed. This will be metal-free, and the pins that hold the two pieces of plastic in place are made of bone material. It's not metal, and it's not cement. Now, they have been testing this. They've been using a robot simulator, and the robot has been walking up and down stairs, and they are hoping that this upgrade in hip replacement is going to be available in Europe within 5 years. So people are out here thinking, they're saying, what can we do? How can we make something better? What can we improve? And I really think this is exciting, and that's one of the pluses if you have the patience to work with the internet and do research on various reports and findings and discoveries and the latest things that are going on. I've known a woman who has had some medical challenges through the years, and I have always been so impressed with her due diligence. She actually does so much research on the internet, and when she had a particular problem, and this was back before the internet was anywhere as sophisticated as it is today, she was having hormonal problems. And at the time, her doctor was not even aware of some of the latest discoveries. And she fortunately had a doctor that was just very open to new things. She didn't have this closed mind at all. And when this woman went in to talk to her doctor, she asked her, have you heard about XYZ? And the doctor said, well, no, I haven't. Where did you find your information? So this woman would actually print out information and give it to her doctor saying, would you read this and give me your opinion? Maybe this is going to work better for me, because there were certain physiological responses she was having to the treatment she was getting. And the doctor was thrilled. The doctor said, I had not even heard of this. We need to realize that as consumers, we have this freedom because of the internet. And maybe you don't have the time, but maybe there's someone in the family or a friend of yours maybe that does have the time that'll work with you if you have particular concerns, and you can explore all kinds of options. That's a wonderful thing to be able to do. And sometimes it's just talking with other people, saying, what would you do? Who can I talk to? There's wonderful support groups and organizations, and having this open communication really can make a great deal of difference. After all, look at what we're doing with radio. Look at how on the internet, anywhere in the world can listen to the show. It's absolutely marvelous. That wasn't possible very easily in the 80s. Look at how refined we are at this point, and we're getting even better with it. It's quite exciting. It really is. So if you have certain things that you want to explore, whether it's food, it's medicine, or anything else, be open. Be aware that there are options perhaps that can help you, that you can work with. Being ignorant, we all are. There isn't a person on this planet that isn't ignorant about something. And if you get to the point where you think you know it all, I beg to differ with you. You don't know it all. I read volumes of material, and I can guarantee you there is so much more I don't even have a chance of knowing, because we only have so many hours in the day, and we can only absorb so much. Maybe one day they're going to have some kind of a download that we can put into our brain automatically. What do you think? Kids might like that, but I don't know. Because along with downloading information, you also have to know about its practical application. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. We have not been able to reach our guest today. Our number is 888-627-6008, and you're welcome to call in. And then I also wanted to let you know before we go on break, something that a particular person has been doing, and I just think this is wonderful. We all know about the troops overseas that are out there putting their lives on the line. And there was a woman, Jennifer Fair. She said she had done this for years. She put together care packages, her own dollar. She said she just loved the thank you notes that she got from the soldiers. And this was just something that she loved to do. But one day she gets a thank you note from a soldier saying, "I so appreciate what you have given to me, but I want you to know I'm in the canine division, and my dog is my closest friend. She's there when I need her. When I'm on patrol or when I'm on homesick, I can always be with my friend. She's always there. Could you send something for her next time?" Wow. That was a request that Jennifer had never, ever even thought about. Well, she got very excited, and the note said some of the things that the dog could use as a treat to help with the hips, a chew toy, tennis balls, blankets. Well, Jennifer went out. She found all of these items and sent them off. Well, guess what? Uh-huh. Yes, other members of the canine division and others that had their wonderful dogs said, "Please, would you let other people know?" And they sent. She got hundreds of notes from soldiers. And what she found was that no two dogs or handlers were alike. So what she does, she customizes each package. She said, of course, that means extra shopping, packing, and shipping. But she said, "I just love it because of the thank you notes that I get." And she said, now the soldiers are signing their cards with paw prints of their canine soldiers. And I just say hats off to you, Jennifer. I just think it's absolutely marvelous. If you'd like to find out more about what Jennifer Fair is doing, go to missionmahalo.com, missionmahalo, M-A-H-A-L-O. I think it will perhaps inspire you or someone to do something similar for maybe an organization or for something in your own community. I think it is just absolutely marvelous. This is Donna Siebel. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Siebel to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. If you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. We've got a caller waiting. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Hi. My first name is Steve, and I'm calling from Toronto area, Canada.
Oh, beautiful place. All right, Steve, let's get down to business with you. first thing that is coming into my mind is a series of obstacles. And I'm looking at them. I'm not anxious about them. I think you have to be a strategist. If you can hold the image in your mind of being a runner who has to jump hurdles, I'm looking at you, seeing the hurdles, you know where their positions are, and you're calculating what you need to do, and you're trying to be prepared, and I think you're really going to do a pretty good job, but I'm looking at you going over one hurdle, the second hurdle, and then it's like your heel is clipping the third hurdle, so that hurdle falls over. You stumble a little bit, but there's a part of you that wonders, gee, should I stop my run because I may lose my momentum? No. Keep up your momentum because we have this challenge that's in front of you, and it is going to cause it. You're going to go over the hurdles. You are going to find that this one that sort of slows you down, it's necessary that you have it so that you can get back into the rhythm of what you need to do. I know that sounds completely contradictory, Steve, but this is something that apparently is enabling you to get what I'd call the second level of momentum, and that is extremely important for you, extremely important for you. And I want you to just be able to keep on going. You have had a real tough 2 years with some challenges that keep repeating themselves over and over and over again. And as I'm watching you, I am very impressed with how you not only have kept the faith, but have been willing to work with and refine what you know you need to do. So I want to be supportive of you and say, keep the image of the goal that you're aiming for in front of you. But you've got a setback, and it might be, it's not going to be that big a setback. It might be in 2 or 3 months, but I want you to know that that is going to enable you to refine your planning even more. I hope what I'm saying to you is making sense, because you've got a lot of stuff you're clearing out this year in 2012, and that's so that 2013 is going to be a good run. It's going to be a good run, and you're going to be able then to clear any hurdles you might perceive more easily and smoothly. Is that making sense to you, Steve?
Yes. Yeah, I think so, in quite a few ways. I'll have to think about that some more, but certainly you're describing a lot of, the hurdles that I'm facing. So,
Yes, you've had quite a challenge with them. What's your question for me today?
Oh, great. You know what? I actually have a question. So when I was listening to you, I was thinking more about my work goals and that kind of thing and projects that I'm working on. But my question is more about my personal life. I'm now 31 years old, and I've been single for a couple of years, and I've been thinking a lot that I'm missing somebody for my life. I was wondering if you have any insight for me with respect to my personal life.
Well, I think that there is going to be a very lovely person that's going to be your partner, but I'm not seeing this person in the picture real soon. What I'm looking at is approximately 2 years, and I think that the reason that time frame is there is that in doing what you're doing relative to work and other things, you really are letting go of a lot of the unnecessary stuff in your personal life that you have carried forward. And I think you're aware of that, and I understand what you want to do. So dating and going out and having fun and interacting with people, that's still going to be a part of your life, but it seems to hold a very small positioning at this time. So be aware that what you want to focus on is really looking at yourself, really, and not dissecting yourself like with a penknife. You don't want to do that. But just saying, what is no longer really me? How can I be more aware of who I really am? Because you want that person who's going to be a compatible partner for you and they need to understand your work ethic and on other things. And that's what you need to look forward to, because there is that person. There is that person. And she's just absolutely delightful. Loves home, loves gardening, really is quite intelligent, well-read, well-educated. And I think it's just, I just think the two of you are a nice balance for each other. But she's not in the picture yet, because you're not ready for her yet. But I think within 2 years, their paths are going to cross. She's going through some things yet. You're going through some things. But in the interim, just relax about this, because there's so much else that's preoccupying you, that having someone in your life right at this time that would be that significant other, I think is, I don't think you'd recognize them, because you're still going through what I call your growing up phase.
Okay.
But I want you to just keep on doing. You're a man of tremendous integrity. Hold to that. You're a good person. And you will be very happy in the upcoming relationship when it does flow together.
Okay, great. Well, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your call.
Okay.
This is Donna Sebo. I believe we have, do we have our guest? Doug, did our guest? I had somebody. Oh, terrific. Thank you. I'm sorry. Well, our guest didn't make it today, but we do have a caller. So let's go to the next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial. And where are you calling in from?
Sandra. Hello, Sandra. I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Calling in from Arizona.
Okay, hon, your voice clipped out. From where in Arizona?
Tucson.
Tucson, okay. All right, Sandra, when I'm watching you in my mind, I'm really being very thoughtful, because I do think that you are working through some challenges. And what I'm looking at is, I feel like I've got a scale in front of me, and you have got certain set of conditions, let's say, are on the left side of the scale. And then you want to balance it out. And so you're looking at probable solutions, and you're putting these solutions into the other side of the scale. And things aren't balancing out. And what I'm perceiving is that you're questioning, what am I missing? What am I missing? Well, what it might be is taking away, it could be a client, it could be something that you're involved with, letting it go, and that's not working. And then all of a sudden I see the scales balancing. Let me give you an example. I think of an individual that was in a consultant business. And this person basically had four clients. And one of the clients was just absolutely a nightmare. This person was just having to be babysat, so to speak, by this individual. And it was taking up so much of their time that they weren't able to go out and generate new business. And eventually, the person said, I'm not going to worry about keeping this client anymore. And they let that client go. And what they found then, that they had the time to go and to generate new business, because they weren't being so preoccupied with this one client. And this was a client that had a fairly good-sized company. And for a while, they really were very anxious about it, because that was one-fourth of the income that they were producing. And that their thought was for a long time, gee whiz, if I let that one-fourth go, then I'm not going to have anything. And they tried to hang on to this client, but it was creating more of a hassle than not. They let that client go, and their scale of time, their balance, even though they lost a fourth of the income, they found they were able to bring in two additional clients that balanced out what the one didn't have, and they didn't have the hassles. They were able to take care of all of their clients very, very well, and they were much happier. They weren't very stressed. So I use that as an example. And this is something that I am seeing you having to learn, apparently, is how to let go when something isn't working, and not to be anxious about it. it's all right. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'll keep on doing what I need to do. I'll keep on reaching out in the way that I need to do. I will expand myself. And that is what I'm looking at. And I'm looking at your having to deal with this. And something started up during the month of June, and apparently it has been a consistent agitation. So I'm seeing you working very hard trying to balance the scale, but again, you may need to let something go. You may need to make a decision, and it could be very, well, it could create a lot of anxiety for you until you realize nature doesn't like a void. The universe doesn't like a void. So what you make space for will be filled, and you can get something even better to take its place. So whatever this is relevant to, it's very important that you not be afraid. And I think that's part of a learning curve that you're going through. And you are paying attention in a different way to getting things done. So this is just part of what's happening for you. And prior to the end of this year, I believe you're going to make some very significant decisions about how you want to work, who you want to work with, and where you want to be. And it's going to take a while for you to get there, but you're getting there step by step. So one of the things apparently that's going to have to be done, and I know I'm repeating myself here, is to let something go. Do you have a question for me, Sandra?
No, actually I'm pretty much in that phase right now of time, just analyzing stuff. And so you really targeted what I've been thinking about a lot.
It's painful, isn't it? When I say painful, I don't mean physically painful. I mean mentally painful.
No, I know what you mean. Nothing is readily coming to mind, but I'm sure I have experienced all of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're going to reach a point this year where you're no longer going to be having sleepless nights or anxious moments where you get so stressed. You're going to be able to let go what you don't need and just say that's perfectly all right and moving forward. You're really making some big strides this year in little areas, and that is going to really be obvious to you by the 9th of February of next year, because I'm seeing you sitting in a meeting with some people, and you're going to even be thinking to yourself, my goodness, a year ago I would have been stressed to the max. Now I'm not. And you're going to be so glad, because you're even going to be a better negotiator because of that.
Oh, wow. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. You're getting there. But you have to, it's taking baby steps, dear. Just taking baby steps. And you're getting there. You're getting there. And I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you for being on air.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll tell you what, I just absolutely love what I do. And it's hard for me to believe I'm in my 11th year. Doesn't seem possible. it's just amazing. But I really love doing it. So be sure you share the new time with the friends.
I will.
All right, my dear, you have a magnificent day. And thanks again for calling
you
in.
You as well. Thank you.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and when we come back, more good things to share. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat as well. 888-627-6008. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it, and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com, that's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007, that's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30 and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic. Safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Carol Amber, The Gift of the Ladybug. And then on Friday, this book is from the future, Marie Jones. So we have those people that are going to be on the air with us. I wanted to share a story with you. We'll all encounter at some time or another people that talk about hexes or spells or, you know, various such things. And this one I came across, and it took place in Turin, Italy, on May 30th, 1867. And it was just a story about how one family just seemed to have one disaster after another. Now, on this particular date, there was the Duke of Di Aosta, who is the son of an Italian king. He married Princess Maria del Pozzo del Cisterna. Now, it was just really, really strange, apparently, this marriage. And the tragedies that the royal family suppressed, well, they tried to suppress anyway, because they didn't want to have continuing misfortune. Now, this is what went on, and I think if, you know, people today would hear this and say, well, I think I'm out of here. I don't think I'd go through this, but this is what happened. The bride's wardrobe woman hanged herself, and the princess insisted on a completely new wedding dress because of that. She wouldn't have anything to do with it. On the wedding day, the wedding was delayed first because the officer heading the procession into the church, he collapsed from sunstroke, and something else happened. The palace gate refused to open for the matrimonial party. Getting a little edgy listening to this. The gatekeeper was discovered lying in a pool of blood. Oh, this would make a great movie, wouldn't it? The ceremony itself went off without a hitch, but soon after the ceremony, the best man accidentally shot himself in the head with his ceremonial weapon. Yep, and it didn't stop there. The couple, by this time they were a little nervous. You think? Gee. The couple was heading to the railway station to board the honeymoon train, and the official in charge of the wedding documents had a stroke. That's not the end of it. The train station master fell on the tracks and was killed under the wheels of the locomotives. The king, Victor Emmanuel of Italy, tried to turn the day and the wedding party around by shepherding everybody back to the palace. Unfortunately, the Count of Castiglione was tossed from his horse and landed underneath the bridal carriage, and the wagon wheel going over him forced an extremely extravagant medal that he was wearing to go into his chest. He died. Guess how the marriage went? You got it. It didn't work. Boy, can you imagine all those things going wrong? That's the Energizer Bunny and the negative sis. I mean, this is just unbelievable, but it's fact. It's a piece of history. My, oh, my. No wonder the marriage didn't work. You'd say it really didn't start out very well either. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. And we are going to share at this time. Let's see, 888-627-6008 is the number to call into. By the way, in my newsletter, you're going to find that there's a lot of stuff on videos. And I want to take the time right now to thank those of you that have been sending me these links to some of the most wonderful points of information. They're just absolutely great. I really appreciate it because it enables me to share it with other people, too. So it goes out to a few thousand people, and I just really appreciate the wonderful material that you send me. I may not always be able to use what you send me, but when you do send it, just know that it is reviewed. And if I can use it, I will. Donna Siebel here. 888-627-6008. A lot of people today have been going through mortgage foreclosures. They've lost their homes. And there's a couple that I became aware of this week, Marcy and John. And they had some circumstances that evolved. The husband, who was taking care of all the bills, she was not really aware of the fact that he was not doing very well. And financially, he had not been able to pay on the mortgage, but he had not told her about this. Now, this is a home that they had lived in for years. Their kids had grown up in it. They loved the house. They'd fixed it. They just loved this place. They loved their community. Everything was wonderful. The environment was just perfect. Their one daughter was going to be getting married. They were going to have, you know, the wedding in the home. And the wife comes home, Marcy comes home, from going out shopping, and she finds a note on her door. Big black letters. Foreclosure. Well, she pulls it up. She can't believe it. She doesn't understand it. Why is this being put on the door? So she didn't let the kids see any of this. She just goes into the house and calls her husband. She said, "This has come up on the door. What's going on?" And he said, "Oh, don't worry about it. I'm not going to let it go to auction." Well, can you imagine what this poor woman felt? This is something out of the blue. No clue. Well, her poor husband, his business was doing terribly. He felt that this was his responsibility after he had handled this stuff for so many years, and he didn't want to bother his wife, but he kept missing the payments. And she said, "The one thing I've got to do, I've got to keep a clear head here. I can't panic. My husband has always been able to take care of things. And they had a good marriage, you know, wonderful family." Well, finally, he had to sit down and tell his family, John did, that they were behind on their house payments. He's trying to get a new loan. The work that he was hoping to get had evaporated away. The economy had tanked. And the kids, when they heard this, really didn't know what to do. But Marcy said to her family, she said, "No matter what happens, we have each other. And that's what counts." Now, her kids, they had never known going without. They had never experienced anything like this. John was working many, many hours, being in touch with clients, trying to take care of things. It just wasn't happening. People were losing their jobs. They didn't have the income to pay him to do work. Well, the house had to go up for auction. And what Marcy did, she said, "I had to really be down to earth with this. We were going to lose our home. Now, I had many memories in this house, but," she said, "I really had to look at it for what it was. It was made of wood. It was on a concrete foundation. I looked at it and I said, this is something that can be replaced. If it burned to the ground, we'd have to do something. We've got to look at the reality of what we're dealing with." The kids, the younger kids, were just really concerned. They're teenagers. They didn't want to leave their school. And one of the kids was having nightmares because this was really a trauma for them. So John and Marcy decided that the auction was going to happen. And they said, "You know what? We're just going to have to deal with it." He thought he could do something at the auction. He couldn't. He came home. He said, "We've lost the house." So they had to immediately start packing. And she said, "Here we were packing up our memories, and it was all she could do to keep from crying. They'd lost their house." And someone asked her, a friend, why aren't you sharing your emotions with your family? And she said, oh, I can't. If they see me crying, then they're going to lose it. I said, no. The whole family has to go through this because you're going to go through a grieving process. Well, by the time her friend finished talking, she was in tears. And she said, my idea of protecting the kids and trying to be the strong woman just went right out the window. And she thanked her friend, and she said, I've got to do this. And by golly, she shared it with her family, and the family said, okay, Mom, we know that this is very hard on you. And believe it or not, the kids rallied. That's right. The kids rallied around. They weren't going to play the role of victim. Her husband, the whole family said, we're going to get this through. Now, today, they're renting. John was able to get some work. Their home is gone. That's a memory now. And she said, it hasn't been easy. But she said, you know what? My daughter was able to have a beautiful wedding. We did it in a wonderful little house in an environment by the sea, and she said it was just beautiful. And she said, we've budgeted, we've all adapted, I'm busy, I'm working. And she said, one of the biggest lessons that I learned was, one, it was okay to grieve, and two, I had to trust my family and myself and find the faith that was within me so that I could make life good again. And this family has done it. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, there always is an opportunity for something better. And I wanted to share their story with you because this is a family that they have the responsibilities just like we all do. But things sometimes happen that you have no control over. And they turned what was the negative into a positive and grew even closer as a family and opened up a whole new world of friendship and environment. This is Donna Siebel. Remember always that you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have an absolutely magnificent day. We'll be here same time, same place, tomorrow. More good information to share. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.